cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourselves a new heart and new spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so the whole nation may not perish. He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public along among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews were near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another as they were in the temple area, 'What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?'" Gospel of the Lord. The people expecting Jesus coming up to Jerusalem. Most of them are for curiosity, just seeing what Jesus would say. Jesus was prudent. The time is not yet right, so he will not appear so public. He just stayed with some of the disciples and went up by himself to the temple. Jesus' purpose is to tell the people it's important to follow the word of God, follow him. He did not want to be recognized by that time, because it could arouse disturbances among the people. But Jesus' presence is precious. Today, Jesus is present in our gathering in the church, present in the place where we pray together. It's important to keep Jesus, especially in our midst. That means by mutual love. God is always with us. It's not necessary we to publicize that Jesus is here. When we live mutual love, people will feel the presence of Jesus. Jesus today also present among us. Thank you, Jesus, to give your life to us, to share life with us, especially when we love one another. You are present to give us light strength. Jesus, thank you for being with us. Help us to be always close to you by means of prayer, the means of mutual love among ourselves. What is impossible for us is possible for you, Jesus. Jesus, give us the light, the strength. We just want to follow you.